This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. and Chinese officials expressed hope for positive economic relations as U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo met with Chinese leaders for a second day in Beijing. Chinese Premier Li Xiang told Raimondo that sound economic relations and trade cooperation will not only be beneficial for the two countries, but for the whole world. Raimondo said the United States seeks to maintain its commercial relationship with China and hopes those ties can provide stability for the overall relationship. The Commerce Secretary also commented on her visit to China so far, having met Monday with her Chinese counterpart.
I have had a very productive visit so far. Yesterday, I met with Minister Wang. We spent 4 hours together, and we were able to establish a commercial issues working group, as well as a dialogue around export control enforcement.
Raimondo also highlighted global concerns such as climate change and fentanyl addiction, saying the U.S. wants to work with China as two global powers to do what is right for all of humanity. North Korea's Kim Jong-un has spoken out about his fears of a U.S.-led invasion as new military drills start in the region. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for his military to be constantly ready for combat to thwart plans to invade his country as the U.S., South Korea, and Japan hold a trilateral naval exercise to deal with the North's evolving nuclear threats. In a speech marking Navy Day, Kim accused the U.S. of conducting more frantic Navy drills with its allies and deploying strategic assets in waters around the Korean Peninsula. Kim also cited a recent U.S. South Korea Japan summit, where an agreement to boost defense cooperation was reached to counter the North's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. What had been a tropical storm is now Hurricane Idalia as it heads towards the southeastern United States of U.S. state of Florida. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Idalia has grown, and as it gets closer to Florida, it's expected to have winds of up to 120 miles an hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis already has declared a state of emergency in 46 counties.
You are going to start seeing some impacts with winds and some nasty weather Tuesday night. And of course, we're expecting a landfall to happen sometime on Wednesday.
Idalia pounded Cuba with heavy rain, especially in the westernmost part of the island. After reaching Florida with a hurricane warning on Wednesday, it's expected to move close to the Carolina coastline on Thursday. I'm Donna Warder.
The latest edition of the Journal of Emerging Infectious Diseases documents a case from June 2022 in which an 8-centimeter worm was found alive in the brain of an Australian woman, the first time the parasite has ever been discovered in humans. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The red 8-centimeter-long worm was alive and wriggling when it was pulled from the patient's brain. Scientists believe it could have been there for up to 2 months before it was extracted. Sanjaya Senanayake, an associate professor of medicine at the Australian National University, was one of the researchers involved in the case.
Even if you take away the yuck factor, this is a new infection never documented before in a human being.
The 64-year-old Australian patient had complained of stomach pains, diarrhea, and depression. A scan later revealed an abnormality in her brain. In June 2022, she underwent a biopsy at Canberra Hospital, and the parasite was found. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
A detained Russian who worked at a U.S. consulate is being accused of collecting information for U.S. diplomats. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Russia's leading security agency says a detained former U.S. consulate employee is accused of gathering information about Russian actions in Ukraine and other issues on orders from U.S. diplomats. The agency says Robert Shonov is suspected of gathering information about the special military operation, mobilization processes in Russian regions, and protest activities of the population in the run-up to the 2024 presidential election. It also says it's aiming to question two American diplomats who allegedly instructed Shonov. His arrest was reported earlier this year without Russia giving details at the time. The U.S. condemns the arrest. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.